The Accidental Stowaway, written by Judith Eagle and read by Colleen Prendergast. Right from the start, she was known as Crosspatch. Her real name was Esme Leonard, but no one ever called her that. In the London hospital where she had been born, it was a doctor who observed she should win a medal for grumpiness. The nurses raised their eyebrows, but, in all honesty, they agreed. The baby never gurgled, but always frowned. And, no matter how much they tickled and cooed, her cross little face remained resolutely crumpled. "Crosspatch needs a nappy changing," they'd call to one another. "It's time for Crosspatch's bath." "My word," they'd laugh, as though it was the funniest thing in the whole wide world. "Look at the face on that." Over time, the name was shortened, and like a label on a parcel, it had stuck. To make matters worse, it seemed like Patch was a parcel. Not a fancy one, all done up with shiny paper and ribbons. More of a plain brown one, with paper that has been used several times. The kind of parcel that no one wants to receive, and everyone is always passing on. "They tell me you are impossible," Mr. Ringe would say, and her heart would give a little thud. "A ruffian!" Thud, thud. "A wild animal!" Thud, thud, thud. Mr. Ringe was the craggy-faced, somewhat gaunt solicitor in charge of securing Patch a home. Passed from pillar to post, that was how she saw it. Her mother had run away when she was born. Her father had died ages ago of something to do with weak lungs. She couldn't remember either of them. These were just the plain, hard facts. Her journey had started in her father's three-story house in Kensington, with a nursery at the top and a kitchen at the bottom. She had since been delivered to an aunt in Surrey, a grandmother in Northumberland, an uncle in Essex, and a second cousin twice removed in Islington. The aunt's house had been like a palace, with horses and stables and butlers in uniform. The grandmother had lived in less majestic circumstances, but that didn't stop her endless fussing about manners and etiquette. Then there had been the uncle, who practised a kind of godly austerity in his rambling vicarage. And finally, the second cousin twice removed, a most disgruntled individual who lived in a flat in a mansion block with only one maid and a measly allowance. It was a bit like descending a very long staircase, the advantage being that, along the way, Patch had acquired an array of skills. She could ride a horse, she knew exactly what cutlery to use at a six-course dinner, she could stretch a chicken to make it last for several meals. The trick was to boil it and serve it with suet pudding, and she could unravel a whole jumper and, with just one extra ball of wool, knit it back together again, a size or two larger. Her downfall were the scrapes she was always getting into.